We're going to start the next round of questions with Matt. It's been brought up a little bit here. Do you think the city has an issue when it comes to communicating with residents? And if so, how would you work to improve that as the mayor?
There's always an issue with communication and crossing all the barriers that come with communication. Number one way to bridge that is to be available. A good mayor, a good councilman has to be available. He has to be approachable. He or she has to be approachable. Is it any one thing? I do like city forums. I liked them when I was a supervisor. I think that's a nice way. It's a challenge to get people to show up at them sometimes. But number one, I'm a big fan of publishing my telephone number, big fan of people calling, big fan of being accessible. And so probably accessibility would be the number one way to communicate with people and approachable.
Just same question to you. Do you think the city has an issue when it comes to communicating with residents? And if so, how would you address it as mayor?
Well, I think that we do have an issue with communication, especially after last night when they passed the golf cart. They wouldn't listen to the people that were sitting right here. 668 names were submitted against having golf carts legalized in Fort Madison, but they went ahead and did it anyway. So we, as a mayor, we need to sit down and listen to the people and communicate with the council on what the people want.
And Rodney, to you, the same question. Does the city have an issue when it comes to communications? If so, how would you work to address it as mayor?
Even if it means basically postering it on Facebook or even going door to door, as a mayor, I feel like that basically, even if it's posting something on their door, at least notifying them of changes that if it develops into their area or their neighborhood, the mayor basically has the right to basically literally at least put the word of mouth out to where basically everybody knows, regardless. Even if it takes the whole time of like 2 weeks, I mean, you could say one thing that happened 2 weeks ago, you'd literally basically say, oh, well, hey, that's coming up. But in the same sense, you got to prepare for it to where basically, yeah, there's people that basically are not home, but you could still at least put something notifying them saying, hey, this is getting changed. Or this is modifiably your neighborhood, we understand, but we want you to understand that we're changing this. Like, say, if they're raising property taxes, I like the way of basically word of mouth, but also face-to-face contact with people to be accessible to the more or less the community. If they have questions, concerns, anything, the door is there. You got to basically go two ways. You can come in, talk about it, negotiate it. If there's a change that you don't like, come to the meeting, discuss it with the council, let them know how you stand about it and where they stand to gain. I mean, it's the communication barrier that actually, because that's why we've got, God gave us ears in the same sense. It was to listen. 90% of our stuff is actually prepared for by hearing things rather than seeing it down on paper and saying, hey, we're going to do this, and not do it like right then when it gets passed. Do it beforehand. Prepare the community that it might happen and it might not. It just depends if the council approves it.
Thank you.